Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi everyone, happy holidays, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs of all month. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Valerie White, the Chief Merchandising Officer of Flips. And Flips is America's only fashion flip-flop store. I'm going to talk to Valerie about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around, because we got a great show.
Looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Hi everyone, welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now we've been asking the franchisepreneurs of all-in-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Valerie White, the Chief Merchandising Officer of Flips, and Flips is America's only fashion flip-flop store. Hey Val, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Marty. How you doing?
I am doing well, Val. It's such a privilege to finally have you on the show. You know, I guess I could tell our listeners that you and I go way back, don't we? So, I mean, this is really exciting.
Quite a few years.
Yeah, I think so. It must be over a decade now, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, just about.
You know, and I knew when all of this was happening too, Val. You know, I mean, I was like aware, you know, that you know, many years ago, you know, you're working on this operation, and you know, to really see it come to fruition, you know, and then, you know, once I saw you on TV, I knew that was it. I said, "Oh my God, she's made it." That was fantastic for me. Maybe you could tell our listeners a little bit about Flips, Val.
Well, it's been a labor of love. Let me just say that.
Yes.
We are America's only fashion flip-flop store.
Mm-hmm.
We've got over 200 styles of brand name flip-flops.
That's
for
amazing.
Women, men, kids, the whole family. And believe it or not, it's a store devoted only to flip-flops, which beach to bling. You know, people think of flip-flops as a beach option.
Right.
But we go from beach to bling, we go from pool to pedicure, weekend to wedding, and we have a great selection of orthotic quality flip-flops as well.
That's amazing. I love the concept. I mean, it's so original. Our very first show, coincidentally, we did our first show 7 years ago, almost to date, and this was the funny part of the story. A franchise called PB Loco, and they also started in the Mall of America. And I just think it's such a wonderful location. I've been talking about the Mall of America year to my marketing students, and I know you have as well because you've taught in business school. But it's such a great location, isn't it?
It is iconic.
Yeah.
You know, it's a retailer's dream to be at the Mall of America. It starts and stops there.
It sure does. Yeah, it really is. It's actually a tourist, I guess, attraction too. I know some people actually go there over Disney World, you know, so it really is. It's an amazing place.
For sure. I mean, they attract more than 43 to 45 million visitors a year.
That's
and it
amazing.
Is, in fact, a destination vacation
spot. Yes, it is. It's really incredible. So how long have you been in business now, Val?
Well, we opened our doors in 2009 at the Mall of America, which, as you know, was the height of the recession.
Right.
And think about that, a flip-flop store based in Minnesota doesn't seem to be, you know, a natural connection.
Right.
But we not only have we survived, but we have thrived.
That's incredible.
You know, the thing about it, Marty, is that we know that the success we've had and enjoyed at the Mall of America demonstrates the great potential for the concept in so many other areas of the country where the climate is more temperate.
Sure, sure, absolutely. And this is definitely, I guess we can call this, you know, we use the word a lot in my marketing classes, Al, a niche business. Maybe you could talk a little bit about, you know, the size of the industry and maybe even if there's, like, growth potential within the industry as well.
Sure. You know, obviously, before we went into this venture, you know, we did a lot of research.
Mm-hmm.
And flip-flops as a category represent more than $7.5 billion.
That's
what it'd be.
$7.5 billion. That's crazy.
And the category is continuing to grow. You know, it was simply considered beachwear at one time. You know, flip-flops, the pool, the beach. But every day our customers prove to us that flip-flops are more to them than just that. It's freedom.
Right.
You know?
Sure.
If you think about athletic shoes 20, 25 years ago, they used to be worn solely for sports activities.
Yeah,
and now they're worn to church. David Letterman wears them. They're even worn on the red carpet. So flip-flops are an example of that same kind of acceptance and growth trajectory.
Yeah, it's a good point, you know, is you know, keeping your eye on the trends, you know, and I think that's a great example, you know, referencing athletic shoes from, you know, a couple decades ago, you know, and you just see the interesting changes that take place here in America, and I guess, you know, we could even talk about it later, you know, in other countries as well, you know, I'm sure this could apply too, so we'll talk about that. But what makes Flip stand out among all the other fashion footwear retailers competing for consumers' attention today, Val?
Well, you know, Marty, clearly I'm a little partial and I'm very passionate, but you know, let's just talk about the three key differentiators. You know, first is the fashion part of this and comfort. You know, we're dealing with an older consumer. I mean, the sweet spot of our business is somewhere between, I'm going to say, 25, 30 to 55.
Okay.
And this consumer needs and wants comfort.
Right.
It's not about, you know, it's obviously about style and looking great and feeling cute, but, you know, if your feet aren't happy, nobody's happy.
That's
and so, you know, these consumers are ready for a fashion and comfort alternative. And with 200 styles of brand name flip-flops in our assortment, 12 months a year, I might add, you know, We've got it nailed. Now think about it. If you've ever planned a winter getaway or, you know, we get a lot of bridal business, so, you know, let's say you have a winter destination wedding.
Right, right.
It's almost impossible to find a pair of flip-flops in December, January.
That's
get out
true.
Of here. And because this is our specialty 12 months a year, we've always got what's new and fresh. And what's going on in the market is available 3 to 6 months earlier in our store than it is at traditional retailers, because that's just not a core category for them.
Sure, sure, absolutely. I love the name too, Val, Flips. I mean, it just has a simple, you know, I mean, again, you know what it is, you know, like when you hear it, you know, I think that's a big part of the character of Flips as well, isn't it?
It is. It's an attitude kind of store.
Yeah.
You know, it's you know, our winter slogan is "Flip Off Winter." You know, because it's just irreverent. People who are into flip flops want the freedom for you know, just to let their feet out,
sure,
enjoy it. You know,
absolutely.
I hate to be so, you know, like oh my God,
yeah,
you know, passionate about it, but it's true. Another thing I just wanted to call out to you also,
mm-hmm,
that makes us stand out is that our stores are really fun to shop. We have a patent-pending interactive merchandising system,
wow,
that allows for customers to either self-serve or, you know, certainly we provide lots of customer service.
Right.
But, you know, it's a fun interactive system. Whereby you match your display item with a bar below the display, and it actually pulls out, like, telescopically, and you find your size and try it on, and you're good,
wow,
to go.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, when you hear about this technology sometimes, you know, it's like you wonder how we did things 20, 30 years ago. You know, when you hear this,
yeah,
stuff, it just makes it so much easier today to sell it, doesn't it?
Well, you know, customers don't want a lot of hassle, and you,
sure,
want it to be easy. They want to be in and out and have,
yeah,
fun while they're shopping. And if you can,
yeah,
master that, you know, formula, you're golden.
Something. Absolutely. The majority of our listeners out is, we call them aspiring, we use the word franchipreneurs, is, you know, they have it in their mind that they want to buy a franchise, that, you know, and a lot of them simply just don't even know where to begin. Why is this an interesting opportunity for prospective franchisees?
Good question, Marty. Thank you for asking that. It's our concept has been designed from its core to be,
mm-hmm,
easy to learn and easy,
right,
to operate. It's also an affordable opportunity for people who want to be in control of their own destiny, which probably,
right,
describes, you know, 99% of your franchise, you know, interested people.
Sure.
But we have the systems in place that basically allow anyone with training, with a short training program,
yeah,
to step in and run a store successfully. And if you have no retail experience, no worries. We'll get
That's
you
great.
There.
That's great.
And, of course, the backside is being committed to providing ongoing support for every franchisee, which,
sure,
which we are. You know, we're,
sure,
we're experienced retailers, and so we,
right,
want to make,
right,
sure that you succeed.
Absolutely. You know, you used a lot of key words, you know, as you were describing the franchise opportunity values. You mentioned, like, easy to learn and easy to operate. And I always think that those make for, of course, you know, the best franchisees. I think it's part of the success of, like, you know, particularly like a Subway, you know. It's not particularly a difficult franchise to run, where McDonald's is, you know, as successful as it is, it's a little more complicated, you know,
uh-huh,
to learn,
yeah,
how to run a McDonald's. You know, you have to go to school,
yeah,
for a long time. You have to run one for a year. You know, so it does get very, very complicated. So it really is interesting. How about as far as, like, experience, or what kind of experience does the management team have at Flips, Val?
Well, you know, there are, you know, there's a small team,
mm-hmm,
and we literally have decades, like 90 years collectively, which,
wow,
oh, dear God. I
sure.
hate to talk in those
You're dating
kind of
yourself,
numbers.
I know.
But, you know, if I was investing in a business, I'd want to know that was what was behind me.
Yeah.
And we each have that kind of, you know, we have 30-plus years of experience in retail management with leading national retailers.
Mm-hmm.
We specifically have experience in store operations,
yeah,
in merchandising,
right,
in sales, and in marketing. And also, the three of us have specific experience in launching startup concepts. So,
which is,
you know,
important.
You know, a retail business is a retail business. It's not,
right,
a marketing concept. It's retail, and retail,
right,
is detail, and you need to know that.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's so well said. And I think it was an interesting point. You know, when I started researching, you know, your franchise, I think that is so important when you look to the leadership. And it's been a theme on our show now, Val, for 7 years, is we always say, you know, look towards the leadership. You know, I mean, what were they doing before,
right.
you know, they became franchisors, you know what I mean? That's so important when you add, like, the 90 years of experience in total. You know, you could see that there's a synergy between the management team at Flips, and I just think that's so important, isn't it?
Well, you know what? We take seriously that people are going to be putting their life savings
right,
into something like this.
Right.
And we value that. And
yeah.
we have the experience, and we, you know, we have the expertise. We've developed it ourselves and operated the store for almost 5 years in a very exclusive retail mall.
Yeah.
So, you know, we know the pitfalls, we know the problems, we know all of the things to, you know, the minefields to avoid, and are you know, so desperately and passionately want to make sure that our franchisees succeed.
Sure, absolutely. It is. It's so important. Maybe you could talk a little bit about the training and support, Val. You know, once, you know, you decide that, you know, you like them and they like you, you say, okay, this is a match, you know, and they come on board to be a franchisee, how does the training and support work?
Oh, well, sure. We will provide the necessary training
mm-hmm.
to get any franchisee prepared to run their store successfully. And then, of course, you know, once you open – there, you need continuing ongoing support, which we will provide, because we are just committed to ensure the success of each and every franchisee on our team.
That's fantastic. What about, how would you, if you could paint the picture about, if you could describe, I guess, your ideal Flips franchisee, how would you describe them?
Oh, my goodness. An ideal candidate
yeah.
needs to have a passion for the product and
okay.
a passion for fashion.
Right.
That's first and foremost. I mean,
sure.
clearly, if you're going to get into a business, you must love the product. It has to start there.
Right.
But also a genuine love of customers.
Sure.
We
yeah.
view customers in our store or visitors in our store as guests in our home.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you have to embrace that philosophy.
Yes.
We love people who love to smile and who are
mm-hmm.
outgoing. You know, friendly is what it's about. More business-oriented, you have to have a desire to be an owner and operator in a retail business with a willingness and ability to personally devote the time and effort required to succeed. You know, you must be committed.
Mm-hmm.
Retail is not an easy path,
no. right.
career path. But, you know, if you're a retail person and buy into something, you can embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you need to be flexible. You need to be able to go with the demands of a retail business. Clearly, every day is going to be different.
Right.
So, you know, get ready for that. And we've got a proven system. So a willingness to learn and follow that system, which is super easy and very straightforward.
Right.
And then, of course, the nasty stuff to talk about is $100,000 in liquid capital is
mm-hmm.
what is optimum.
Which I think is great. What's been the customer's reaction, Val? I mean, because this is something so different, you know, I mean, I've never seen anything like a Flips before. I mean, what are the customer's reactions when they come into a store? Like, what do they say?
It's, you know, Marty, it's summertime every day of the year.
Yeah.
It's especially fun in the winter months, and of course,
sure.
in Minnesota. You know, when someone walks in and they've got boots on and a winter coat and, you know, the store environment, which, you know, you'll see on your broadcast here.
Right.
There's, you know, we have little daisies and there's grass and it's bright and cheerful.
Yeah.
The interactive fixtures are what lighten people's eyes up. You know, it's really hard to find
mm-hmm.
something in retail that is innovative and different than the store you just went into.
Yeah,
you know, and
sure.
so to go into a store and have someone demonstrate these pull-out racks, you know, and just have it bright and cheerful and sunny, and you've got good service, which is also not something
sure.
you often find in stores, It's pretty distinctive and memorable. You walk away not really forgetting that experience.
That's fantastic. Which why is another reason I thought that, you know, Flips was great also to initially begin in the Mall of America anyway, because I, you know, from what I've learned or what I've studied about the Mall of America is, and I could see why they were interested in your concept, is they're always looking for something different, you know, like I know, like
yes.
for, I forget which ones it is. There was like a whole list of like big name franchises or just even like regular chains that came out of the Mall of America, you know, so they look for that something too. They don't just like take anybody that wants to come into that location, you know, so
no.
I think that says a lot too.
Yeah, you know, I have to say the Mall of America has been an amazing partner with us.
Yeah.
We've had nothing but good experiences with the mall. The tourist draw has given us really great insight into customers from all different parts of the world.
That's
which,
true.
You know, again, you know, gives us some perception as to the legs of this concept. And, you know, it's just... Overall, it's been an amazing experience.
That's fantastic. I know Rainforest Cafe was one of them, Val, that
oh,
came
yeah.
out of, you know, and that's always a fun place. Maybe you could talk a little bit about, like, you know, what is a typical day? Because you were mentioning that, you know, there is no – every day is a little different, you know, because it is a retail,
yeah.
you know, so Mondays are different from Saturdays, of course. But maybe you could talk about what a typical day is like as a Flip store owner.
Sure. You know, and retail is a journey of improv,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's,
sure.
And you're right. Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays are a different experience than your Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, for sure. But first of all, you know, having actually managed this store and had hands-on day-to-day experience, I can tell you personally that it's tons of fun, and
mm-hmm.
I smile a lot. I mean, I like to smile, and
yes,
I love to laugh, and that's what I do there. Think about it. I mean, every day you're coming to work, and you're wearing a
right.
T-shirt and flip-flops, even if
right.
it's snowing. So,
sure.
How cool is that?
Of course, absolutely.
Yeah, but the day-to-day will run the gamut for you. Obviously, sales and customer service are the most important part of the job. But there's merchandising the selling floor. There is purchasing, though the merchandising assortment will be provided for you contextually. You know, you still have to do the buying of it. There's stocking, receiving and invoice management. You'll be scheduling and hiring your team. You'll be training your team, of course. And then you'd be looking to market your store in your local area. So basically everything it takes to make the store succeed.
Right.
Each day will be different, but it's for sure always fun.
Which is probably interesting to a lot of people is that, you know, having that diversity, I guess, right, Val? You know, is not doing
oh,
the
yeah.
same thing day after day. You know what I mean? I think it does keep
oh.
things a bit interesting as well, doesn't it?
Not without a doubt, Marty.
Yeah.
You know, I personally, you know, it's different strokes for different folks. And,
sure.
And some people like that kind of regularity, you know,
yeah.
that comes from an office type of situation. But I love just not knowing from day to day. I mean, I know what I've got to do, but
right,
something
right.
comes along or a great customer I meet, a new shipment comes in, and I get excited about the so fun every day.
Sure, absolutely. That's fantastic. Maybe you could talk a little bit about, you know, the vision. I mean, where, you know, do you see Flips in the future, Val? And I could ask you because you were part of this whole thing when it began.
Yeah. Of course, we want and intend to put multiple pairs of flip-flops on every single pair of feet in the world.
Right.
But, you know, realistically and more seriously, we intend to open many flip-flop stores across the U.S. It's certainly a really big country and
mm-hmm.
so many
sure.
places that we could put one. And then initially, we think that our best launch effort will be optimum in warm and temperate climates.
Right, right. Right. I mean, you can certainly see, of course, something like this in, you know, like places like, of course, like Miami and Phoenix and all those other places, San Diego. And, you know, I mean,
those are no-brainers.
Exactly. They are no-brainers for anyone
but
in
then
the
again,
Miami
you
area.
Know, who would think that Minneapolis would be a no-brainer? So
well, there
it's
you go.
Not,
I mean, of all places,
yeah.
Right to begin it, to it's, start it, you know what I mean? It's
yeah,
just,
it's,
it is
it's
fascinating.
Not like it's limited. It's not like it's limited to warm climates. You know, we've proven for the last 5 years that Minneapolis works. So, you know, it's really people. Trust me, you go to a college campus in Boston,
mm-hmm.
and in January you'll see students wearing flip flops. I mean, it's
That's
a
amazing.
Cultural thing. It's not a geographic thing. It's just an attitude.
That's true.
You know?
I think that's well said. How do our listeners, Val, get more information on becoming a franchisee? Is there any websites you want them to go to, any numbers that you'd like them to call?
Well, certainly we would love to hear from interested candidates to contact us at franchise@flipstore.com. And that's,
okay.
You know, Flipstore is FLIPS. STORE with two little S's in the middle there. But certainly, we think it would be a great idea for anybody interested to visit our website,
right?
Which would be, you know, flipstore.com,
okay.
Or our Facebook page, which definitely conveys a little bit of who we are and our personality, and that would be facebook.com/flipstore.
That's great. And I saw some of the YouTube videos, by the way, of
yeah.
course, of you being on TV and things like that, you know, which
oh.
I thought was fantastic. So when I saw you on television, of course, I got excited, you know, because, you know, again, knowing you such a long time. But I think this is a wonderful opportunity, you know, and I love always beginning the year. For some reason, we always begin the new year with a new concept. And I don't know if it's just coincidence or it just happens planned out. I'm not sure. But I guess, yeah, but it's just, it's a great way to really begin the year, you know, and what I would like to do is already, like, invite you back, you know, next year, Val, as, you know, you continue to grow, and I'm going to keep my eye
it.
On flips because I think it's a wonderful opportunity.
Thank you, Mark. We're big fans of you.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting Franchise Interviews many years now, and over that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. One of the popular quotes that makes it into our Great Quotes in Franchising podcast comes from the question, what advice would you give to an aspiring entrepreneur looking to buy a franchise? And we asked that question to Wanda Sieber of Unishippers of Green Bay, and I thought Wanda's answer was really just as good as anything we've ever heard on the show. So we're going to play that clip for you right now. So enjoy.
Interesting. The question I've been dying to ask you, you know, from all of your experience, because you've been doing this a long time now, and the majority of our listeners, Wanda, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. You know, they know that they want to go into their own business, and it seems like they're most interested in franchising. What would you say to them from all your years of experience as a franchisee?
Well, I love being an entrepreneur, but I really love being a franchisepreneur because it takes a lot of the risk and nighttime drama out of a person's life. I don't think anybody wants to start a business and lay awake feeling like they need to throw up every night.
Sure.
And you can do that if, well, you can do that anytime you want, but a lot of that goes away when you're part of a franchise system. We get a lot of calls from potential franchisees, and they ask me, what do you like about Unishippers in particular? Mm-hmm. And I'll share that, but I think there are good things to look for as you're looking at any franchise system. And hopefully, when you're looking at a franchise system, you're able to call existing franchisees and do due diligence.
Right.
The first is we're really pleased with the ethical leadership of our leadership team.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them has come from the franchise body. They owned franchises and still own franchises, but they were hired by the corporate office as we transitioned from the original founding ownership to this leadership team. So I'm very impressed with their ethics. I've been very impressed with how they retool. As I mentioned, when we first started, we were only reselling overnight letters and packages for Airborne Express. That was really pre-fax machines, pre-email attachments. So if that was all we were doing, you certainly would not be talking to me right now.
Wow.
So we've retooled to add freight, international shipping, rail, ocean. So retooling for market changes is big. I also love that there's a lot of franchisee input, grassroots, bottom-up input, to the franchisor through their advisory councils. There's a marketing advisory council, a sales advisory council, a technical advisory council, and then I sit on the president's advisory council. I like to say that I'm the token woman there. but it that kind of feedback to the franchisor, that's the first important part of the equation. But the second important part is they actually listen to it, and we have found that franchisees are able to shape the policies implemented by the franchisor. If we come up with a great idea, they'll vet it, and if it's a great idea, it becomes the franchise policy. So
wow.
Those are all good things to look for as you're looking at a particular franchise system.
I think it's very powerful advice. You know, we've been doing the show now 7 years, and I think that's one of the best responses we've got, you know, is you know, particularly, you know, with the leadership, I'm very impressed how they were franchisees, because I think that's very important, you know, that they can empathize. I think sometimes it's difficult for someone to empathize what it's truly like to be a franchisee, you know, if you've never done it before. And something you mentioned, too, on it is the whole, like, retooling, and I think that's important, too. It's a great word to use, the nighttime drama. It probably happens a lot with entrepreneurs, right? You're thinking, okay, what do I have to do next, you know, and you're thinking about all these different ideas, and you don't know what's going to work and what's not going to work, and I'm sure Unishippers does a lot of research, you know, market research as far as, you know, what's going on out there, what trends are taking place in the industry. And then, again, the franchisee input is so important, because I don't think all, you know, again, studying franchising for as long as I have now, not all of them really act upon, you know, the input from the franchisees. They'll listen to it, but they don't really do anything with it, you know. So I think that's so important, what you just said. You know, I think that's very powerful. So, you know, I can understand, you know, why you enjoy the Unishippers system so much. What's